Nolte, fascist transsexual artist calls for Warner Brothers to blacklist J.K. Rowling. By John Nolte on July 14, 2022. Some guy or girl, who can be sure anymore? Named Fox Fisher is openly calling for Warner Brothers to blacklist Harry Potter scribe, J.K. Rowling. Get a load of fascist Fox's Newsweek bio blurb. Fox Fisher is a brown, queer, pansexual, non-binary, transmasculine artist, author, filmmaker and educator. Oh, okay. In other words, fascist Fox is a narcissistic weirdo who's fabricated an endless series of triggers around an identity to ensure people trip over them. This, of course, allows fascist Fox to assume a position of superiority by pretending to be offended. You see, when you can't feel good about yourself through merit or accomplishment, your self-esteem can only come from things that don't matter, like your skin color and sex life. In a sane world, Fox Fisher would be called what he is: a neurotic loser. One thing I do appreciate about Fascist Fox is that Fascist Fox is openly fascist. The title of Fascist Fox's op-ed gets right to the point. J.K. Rowling should be dropped by Warner Brothers over trans views. Despite the final book being published 15 years ago, the Harry Potter empire remains an expanding behemoth. But as a trans person, it's been difficult to get excited about any new films because of the anti-trans views of the writer. The big question is how Warner Brothers, the studio behind the films, can square its patronage of J.K. Rowling with an increasingly vigilant Potter fanbase. The creator's biased view on trans lives has resulted in a previous distancing from Rowling by Warner. She was almost totally absent from the recent 25th anniversary celebrations. However, recently the studio clearly chose a side. Following a press junket seemingly aborted after a reporter asked a question about Rowling, releasing the following statement, Warner Brothers has enjoyed a creative, productive, and fulfilling partnership with J.K. Rowling for the past 20 years. She is one of the world's most accomplished storytellers, and we are proud to be the studio to bring her vision, characters, and stories to life now, and for decades to come. Warner Brothers is the studio behind the Harry Potter films and the spin-off Fantastic Beasts franchise. The spirit of Joe McCarthy lives on in Fascist Fox. All this hysteria from Fascist Fox over a left-wing, pro-gay rights woman who has never attacked transsexuals in her life. Her only disagreement with the trans-Nazi movement is that 1. She doesn't want men erasing women in women's sports. 2. She doesn't think men should be allowed to violate women-only spaces like locker rooms. 3. She respects biology. There is a marked difference between a woman-woman and a transsexual woman. And 4. Sterilizing, castrating, and destroying the bodies of children who are way too young and confused to make that kind of choice is flat-out abuse. Her attitude towards these people is basically mine, which means she is 100% correct and reasonable. To wit, you want to live as a man, live as a man. No one cares. You want to sport a goatee and pretend to be a woman. No one cares. But you can't be swinging your thing in my daughter's locker face. It's outrageous that you're allowed to dominate women's sports and leave the children alone. One area where Rowling and I might disagree is that I see transsexuals as mentally ill. The evidence is everywhere. For the most part, and this is just my opinion based on observation, these people are unstable, unhappy, frequently violent, and insanely intolerant of those who refuse to patronize their nonsense. Oh, yes, of course, you are the real Napoleon Bonaparte. I would add that patronizing these people is doing them no favors. It's also doing society no favors. Most especially, it's doing women and girls no favors. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.